Lecture topic, Conscientizing the Virtues of Hajj.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhin astafa. Amma ba'du fa'audhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِندَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ مِنْهَا 4 حُرُمٌ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Most respected ulama-i-kiram, brothers and elders. We all have, at some times probably, used this statement or heard it somewhere definitely, that somebody describes something as sentimental. Maybe we might have describe something as sentimental to us. Might have heard others do it. So what does this sentimental thing be all about? Something that a person holds very dear to himself, very close to his heart. Something that a person attaches a lot of significance to. Sometimes the value of that item might be very minimal, hardly anything. But the sentimental value in it, people regard it as sometimes priceless. They won't barter it for anything. It might be something that a person was gifted by somebody who's very dear to him. His parents gifted him something. Some great personality gifted something. So now that, because of where it came from, who it came from whose hand he received it, so the value of that hand has come into that item for him. And as a result, he gives it very high value, respect. There might be something far more greater in terms of monetary value, maybe 10 times the value, 50 times the value. And somebody damaged that, he might not get so affected by that than somebody damaging this item. Somebody trying to disrespect it or treat it or use it incorrectly. Why? Because it's sentimental to him. And how it became sentimental? Somebody very honorable in his side, somebody of great position in his side, that person gifted it to him. Somebody who he holds very close to his heart, that person gifted it to him. So we all understand this concept of something being sentimental. So just as we understand this in terms of our material things that we received in a special way, there are things which are very sentimental in deen as well. Deen itself is extremely sentimental, because deen is the deen from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has specially granted us this deen. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Allah Ta'ala says, I am happy with Islam being your deen for you. So I have given it to you. So deen in itself is entirely sentimental, but within the various aspects of deen, Allah Ta'ala has made something even many things more sentimental. So many things have been given the status of what the Quran Sharif describes as Sha'airullah, the symbols of Allah Ta'ala, meaning symbols of deen. Those things which have a very sacred position in deen. So everything about deen is very precious, very valuable. But there are certain things that hold a far greater sanctity, because Allah Ta'ala made it such. The day of Jumu'ah is also a day of the week. Monday is a day of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Jummah is also a day of the week. But every mu'min understands and he knows full well that Jummah is a special day. The day of Jumu'ah is a very sentimental day for a mu'min. not just any day, it's a special day. The month of Ramadan, everybody understands that this is not an ordinary month, very special month. Allah Ta'ala made it special. There are places which Allah Ta'ala made special, gave it extra sanctity. The masajid are the houses of Allah Ta'ala. Fi buyutin adhina Allahu an turfa'a wa yuzkara fi hasmuh yusabbihu fiha bil ghuduwi wal asal. Allah Ta'ala highlights the importance of the masajid, the houses of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has ordered that Allah Ta'ala's name be raised in His houses, meaning Allah Ta'ala's ibadat takes place. And the various adab and etiquettes of the masajid, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained. Why? Because it's a very special place. And then among the masajid, three masajid take precedence over everything in the sequence of the highest fazilat and virtue of Masjidul Haram. Makkah Mukarramah, the Haram of Makkah Mukarramah. And then the Masjid of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then Masjidul Aqsa. So every masjid is sacred, these have even higher sanctity. So all the sanctity that is there, it deserves additional respect. Whole of deen deserves respect. But what Allah Ta'ala has made special, given it higher virtue, Allah Ta'ala has given it the position of being among the sha'airullah. So Allah Ta'ala Himself highlights this, that this deserves special respect also. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That those who respect the symbols of Islam, the symbols of deen, then this is a sign of iman. This is a sign of iman in the heart. A person without iman will have no respect for anything. But the fact that a person is respecting the masjid, is respecting the day of Jumu'ah, is respecting the month of Ramadan, is respecting the azan, respecting the Quran Sharif, respecting anything that is associated with the name of Allah Ta'ala, name of Allah is somewhere written, Allah's name. This is a sign of iman. Why is he respecting it? Because there's iman in the heart. Sign of iman. And Allah Ta'ala highlights this, that this is for us to reflect on and check. What is the level of my iman? And one yardstick to judge it, how much do I respect the sha'airullah? What is the level of my iman? How much do I respect the symbols of deen? That's one yardstick for me to check my level. So if there is this deep respect for these symbols of deen, then alhamdulillah, this is a sign that mashallah, the iman is of a strong level. And if these things are taken for granted, by the way, it happens, comes and goes. These places are there also. The masajid also are not given the due respect. Things carry on. In the masjid sometimes, person is seated in the masjid, in the house of Allah Ta'ala, and he is engaging in ghibat. In the house of Allah Ta'ala now, the common problem and the very serious malady and issue, in the house of Allah Ta'ala, person is sitting, he is busy with his phone, he is busy with his social media, and all kinds of pictures are coming on it, and whatever else is going on. But the consciousness of where am I? I'm in the house of Allah Ta'ala, in the masjid. That has gone. That's not there. Person seats himself anyhow, without the due etiquette and respect, that this is the house of Allah Ta'ala. How am I supposed to be seated in the house of Allah Ta'ala? So all these things, when their level of iman is quite high, it's strong, then all this becomes very, very natural in a person to respect the masjid, respect the azan, respect the auspicious occasions. All this is a sign of iman. Allah Ta'ala is highlighting it. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. This is a sign of iman. It emanates from that iman in the heart. So there are all these auspicious things, the places which are auspicious, occasions which are auspicious. And among these auspicious occasions and times of the year that Allah Ta'ala has given very high position to, very great honor to, Allah has made it very sacred, are the 10 days of Zulhijjah. The month of Zulhijjah itself is what is known as the Ashhurul Hurum, one of the 4 Ashhurul Hurum, the sacred months. Allah Ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala created time, and just as the other months of the year also Allah created, Allah Ta'ala put special virtue in these months. This is Allah's hikmat, Allah's prerogative. Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna iddat ash-shuhur 'inda Allah 12 shahran fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal ard." That from the time that this whole system of the universe was created, Allah Ta'ala says, we created the system of 12 months in the year. Allah created it. The solar system, likewise the lunar system. So it's 12 months. 12 months in the year, Allah says, we created. From the time this whole nizam and this whole system came into being. And minha arba'atun hurum, Allah says, from these 12, we made 4 months very sacred. We gave that special position, that sanctity, that special honor and respect. We made these months sentimental. So the whole of Deen is sentimental. Allah Ta'ala says, we made these 4 months special. We gave it extra virtue. Minha arba'atun hurum. The Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala is speaking about it. And then Allah says, ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. This is the straight path of deen. Don't dare oppress yourself in these months. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't oppress yourself. Don't commit any zulm in these months. So now, in other months, zulm is permissible. No, zulm is never permissible. But just like a person, he is talking some vulgarity outside, that will be very disturbing and very shocking, but he came inside the masjid and he's talking the same vulgar words. See, the severity of it has gone now, the difference between the heavens and the earth. What was bad enough outside, now was multiplied 1,000 times more inside the masjid. What changed it? The sanctity of the place now. That in such a Mubarak place, the house of Allah Ta'ala, in the masjid, outside was bad enough, how you did it here? It just multiplied the whole severity of it. So just as it is not permissible to commit zulm in these 4 months, it's not permissible to commit zulm in any month, any day of the year. But now these 4 months, Allah Ta'ala made sacred. Allah Ta'ala gave it special status. So to commit zulm in these months is multiplied much, much more. Much more severe. So Allah says, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. The 4 months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, which we are currently now already in, well, almost there, we are currently in Zulqa'dah, and almost on the doorstep of Zulhijjah, and then Muharram. These are the 3 months that go together, consecutively, and then the 4th month is Rajab. Allah Ta'ala says, this Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has highlighted in the Hadith Sharif, which are these 4 sacred months. So now this is Zulqa'dah, which we are now finishing off, and then Zulhijjah and Muharram, and then the 4th month Rajab. Now the sanctity of this was even observed in the times of Jahiliyat. Allah Ta'ala made it sacred. But even in the times of Jahiliyyah, people who would be now at war with each other, but if the Ashhurul Hurum came in, now suddenly out of the blue now, they went to war, and then in between, now Rajab came away. They would stop the war immediately. The person would see his arch enemy walking in front of him, he won't do anything about it. Many people used to travel and come to Madinah Munawwara to come to visit Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Wafd Abdul Qais came. So they came and said, please, we come from very far, so please teach us, because we can't keep coming. We have this hostile tribes on the way. So we can only come in these months, these sacred months. Because this, in these months there's no fight. In these months there's no war. Why is there no war? Because everybody is observing the sanctity of it. So no war. So even in Jahiliyyah, they had that much of respect that they would not wage any war. They would not fight with their arch enemies, the person whose blood they are thirsty for. But they see him passing in front. No, it's part of the Ashhur al-Hurum. We can't do anything now. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't commit any zulm upon yourself. Now what is this zulm? So one is the zulm that we all understand to be zulm, that usurping somebody's right, hurting somebody wrongfully, making ghibat of someone, causing some harm or the other to whatever, to anybody. Anything of this nature is all zulm. But together with all that, what is the zulm that is referred to here, which the Mufassirin explained? The zulm here is referred to ma'asi. Every sin is zulm. The worst zulm is, inna shirka la zulmun azim. Shirk, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, zulmun azim, the worst zulm. So just as shirk is the worst zulm, sins of a lesser category, not on the same level, but it's also zulm. Zulm of a little lower level. It's all zulm. And this is zulm upon who? Upon oneself. Therefore Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't oppress yourself in these Mubarak months. How? By committing zulm upon yourself in the form of ma'asi, sins, neglecting Allah Ta'ala's commands, occupying yourself in things that are displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. So now this adab, this respect for things that Allah Ta'ala made sacred, deen is all about adab. Ad-deenu kulluhu adabun. Deen is all about adab. It's filled with the lessons of adab from beginning to end. Everything is about adab. And unfortunately, this is fast being lost from the ummah. Adab. The level of adab that used to be there, let alone centuries ago, even maybe just few decades ago, but maybe a very small part of that is still existing. That level of adab that was there is now, very big part of it has become history already. In everything, in day-to-day life. Whereas deen is all about adab. The Quran Sharif repeatedly, in ayat upon ayat, the message and lesson of adab, some places directly, some places in, for example, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, these months are all a reminder about him. So in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala speaks about, mentions Ibrahim alayhi salam's conversation with his people. He's bringing them to the realization that who is Allah Ta'ala? Teaching them ma'rifat, teaching them tawheed. Alladhi khalaqani fahuwa yahdeen. Who's Allah? Allah is the one who's created me. He's guided me. Walladhi huwa yut'imuni wa yasqeen. Allah feeds me. Nobody else. Nothing. Nobody and nothing can feed me. My risk comes from Allah alone. Alladhi huwa yut'imuni wa yasqeen. Wa idha maridtu fahuwa yashfeen. And when I become ill, Allah gives shifa. I started off, Alladhi khalaqani. Allah created me. Allah guided me. Allah feeds me. And we came to the matter of illness. The reality is, illness also comes by the hukam of Allah Ta'ala, by the will of Allah Ta'ala. But it is something which a person associates to something that is not on a negative note, so to say. Then I became ill. He was well, he was healthy, so that was positive. Now this is a negative condition. So the adab and the respect in that expression, though the reality is it comes by the will of Allah Ta'ala. Sickness comes, it becomes a means of forgiveness of a person's sins. Sickness comes, it raises the person's stages in the court of Allah Ta'ala. That sickness becomes a means of a person redirecting his life sometimes. It was going in a different direction that made him now sit around and take note. So that was an azab, that was a rahmat in a different form. But it's nevertheless associated with a negative condition. So now when it came to the negative condition, He didn't say, my Rabb makes me sick, then he gives me shifa. وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ When I become sick. When I become sick. Now this was just in a conversation, in explaining to his people, but subhanallah, the natural adab. How should something be spoken about? Person is talking to his parents, talking to some elders, talking to seniors. So now what's the adab? How should things be spoken? What's the haya in that language? Nowadays that haya is lost, the adab is lost. Person is talking in the presence of now maybe his elders, sometimes it is maybe parents are there, maybe he's talking to in the presence of his in-laws. Everybody is there, and now such topics, somebody now, every now and again it come up. This person brings out such topics and starts speaking of such things it's a shameful thing to be discussing like that in public. He's got no consideration that who's present, in whose front of whom he's talking like this. There are some woman folk present. But the haya is gone, the adab is gone. So anything goes, whatever comes in a person's mind, he just blurts out. And after all it is, al-ina'u yatarashahu bima fi. The pot can only give out what's in it. Only dish out what's in the pot. The pot of the heart, what's in there, that is what the tongue dishes out. Now if there's adab in the heart, there's haya in the heart, there's respect, then that will come through the tongue as well. It'll come through everything. So this is, coming back to where we started off, that Allah Ta'ala made certain things sentimental, made it sacred, and Allah Ta'ala has given it this special position, and also then declared, the one who respects this, the sign of Iman. So among the things Allah Ta'ala made sacred are these 4 months, Ashhurul Hurum. And from the 4 months, Zulhijjah has a very special position. And from the month of Zulhijjah, the first 10 days, these have such a superior position that there is actually an academic debate among the scholars from centuries ago, that which is more virtuous, the last 10 nights of Ramadan or the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. This academic debate, because it's such a difficult thing to come to a clear-cut conclusion. There's so much of virtues mentioned for both. So some have finally concluded that we cannot compare both in totality, the 24 hours of the last 10 days of Ramadan and the 24 hours of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, go to separate it. In terms of the nights, it's the last 10 nights of Ramadan. In terms of the day, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. That is how virtuous it is. That to come to some kind of understanding that in this comparison, see, now you're going to make it 50-50 here. That in terms of the nights, is the last 10 nights of Ramadan. That is the most virtuous in the year. In terms of the days, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Now subhanallah, such an auspicious time is here at our doorstep. And is that consciousness in our hearts? So we have to conscientize ourselves, conscientize our families, that Allah Ta'ala is declaring, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. That is for the entire duration of the Ashhurul Hurum, the sacred months. So now these 10 days, what this will be now? Like one is the person spoke some vulgarity here in the house of Allah Ta'ala, it will be mind-boggling, regarded as absurd, though it is mind-boggling outside as well. But now inside the masjid, subhanallah, how can this ever happen? Now imagine that person went in Masjidul Haram in Makkah Mukarrama in front of the Kaaba Sharif and repeated the same thing. See, this person definitely lost his mind. Don't know what's wrong with him. Totally unimaginable. So just as that sanctity went higher because it was now Makkah Mukarrama, it was the Haram Sharif, so from the Ashhurul Hurum now, the sanctity went much higher in these 10 days. And now these 10 days, Allah says, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ, for the whole of the Ashhurul Hurum. So now what will apply for these 10 days? What level of sanctity and what level of concern we should have? And how much we should be now conscious about it, conscientizing our families about it. So in the ahadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned the virtues. Among them, one hadith sharif states that there is no other time of the year wherein good actions are more rewarding than these 10 days. The actions performed in these 10 days carry far greater reward. Meaning any good action. One subhanallah, the person recited, tilawat of the Quran Sharif he made, the 2 rakats nafil he performed, whatever good deed. Outside these 10 days, actions performed in other times can't equate it. So the Sahaba asked, what about jihad fi sabilillah? Walal jihadu fi sabilillah? Even in other times, jihad fi sabilillah can't equate the reward of good actions in these days. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, walal jihadu fi sabilillah. Now jihad, right at the top of the entire spectrum of amal, right at the top, the greatest virtue, because that's where the person will give the greatest sacrifice. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, even in other times, jihad fi sabilillah can't equate the reward of amal in this time. The only exception is, person went out with everything he possesses to go and spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And he went, neither did one thing return, because everything was sacrificed for Allah's deen. And he didn't return also. He gave his life in the path of Allah Ta'ala. His reward is greater. Otherwise nobody else. So now obviously in these 10 days, this will get even greater significance. But this one hadith alone highlights to us what is the value of these 10 days and 10 nights. In the hadith of Tirmizi Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, each fast is equivalent to the fast of 1 year of the first 9 days of Zulhijjah. Each fast, nafil it is, not farz and wajib, but this is a virtue. Equivalent to the fast of 1 year. And each night, the ibadat of each night equivalent to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. Now this is how great these days are. Now, what is my level of consciousness about it? What have I planned for it? That how I'm going to try to maximize something? What have we planned for it? Oh, is it? Well, this came last year too. It came the previous year. It came 50 years already in my life. So it'll come again. And again it'll be gone too. Yes, indeed. It'll come and go. As long as this dunya is continuing, it'll come and go. We're not going to be here forever, but. And we don't even know whether we'll see it through. But number one, this ta'zeem, honoring and respecting these moments, this is a sign of iman. That is clearly understood from the ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. What Allah Ta'ala has made sacred, what Allah has given special virtue, what Allah Ta'ala has made a symbol of deen, to respect that is a sign of iman. Now this honoring it, respecting it, be conscious about it. Not an ordinary time. This ta'zeem is an ibadat of the heart. To just be casual about it, we lost out on this very great ibadat. It's an ibadat of the heart, this ta'zeem. So Allah Ta'ala has given it special virtue. We should be respecting it. Now one is the respect in the heart. It's an ibadat of the heart. But then, respect is not something that stays in the heart alone. Person respects his parents very much from the heart, then you'll see that emanating and displaying itself in everything that he does. But he's disrespecting them in how he speaks to them. They're asking for some small little favor, and he says, I've got no time now. You do it yourself. He's just going about life in a way that he's got no consideration for them. Sometimes you hear some ajeeb things. Person says, no, my son went for Umrah, mashallah, alhamdulillah. He says, no, I just got to know, he informed me from the airport that he's leaving. So father doesn't even know, the son is already at the airport, he's leaving. Now he gives a last minute call, I'm going for Umrah. Now such a big step he's taking, mashallah, such a big ibadat. The last person to come to know probably was his parents. Respect. In his life he has no idea that this is also part of respect. So now he says, no, in his heart he's got tremendous respect. His heart is filled of respect for his parents. But the manner in which he conducts himself is this, that now he's going on an leaving the country, going to Haramain Sharifain, they get the call from the airport, they don't even know about it. So now who will accept this to be respect? But his claim is, my heart is filled with respect. But anybody will accept it, any sane person, any person with a slight bit of understanding. Doesn't have to be a rocket scientist, as they say. Slight bit of understanding. If that is not understood true, then Allah knows best where is the understanding. So now just as we will not accept this person's claim that his heart is filled with respect, because his actions are speaking something else. So one is our ta'zeem of the heart for these Mubarak days and nights. But then our actions must speak. One is what's in the heart, but then that will make the actions speak. How do we conduct ourselves in these Mubarak days and nights? Everything is, they say business as usual. Is business as usual? No, no. Business doesn't stay usual when special business days come. When it's the December month, for example, for those whose business now booms in December, or some other season times. So they also say, in business, they say it's not business as usual now. It's now business on another level. So now for business also, in business time, business is carrying on, it's still running, but now it became a season time, so it's now business not as usual. Now it's gone on another level. And now such auspicious times come, you say business as usual. Business as usual, screen time all the time, 3 hours, 2 hours, 5 hours, carry on. Business as usual. Mondays, Wednesdays is some paddle and some soccer and whatever else, and whatever fitnas go along with it. Business as usual. Life will carry on. My entertainment, how can I leave it? My sports, how can I leave it? Whatever else, my pastimes. Time is passing us. And we don't know how much of it has passed and how much is left of our time. That time is fixed. And before we know, we won't have to pass time because we have passed away. We'll be gone. Then it's too late. So now it's no more business as usual. We cannot afford it to be business as usual. Now even business too will be done to the extent of what we have to do. But we will try to maximize our time to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. The very least, the very, very least. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. What Allah speaks in the Quran Sharif, directly in relation to these 4 months. And as mentioned, Zulhijjah has the highest position among them. So فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Allah is speaking in the Quran Sharif. Allah is free from any resemblance, but like a parent, now pleading with the child, look please now, this opportunity, maybe put your mind to it and study hard and then you'll pass and whatever else. Now they're trying to knock some sense in the child and pleading with him. Allah is completely free of any resemblance. Allah Ta'ala is totally pure from all these resemblances and any similitude of any sort. But this is just for our understanding, to understand it in that manner. Allah is giving us a plea. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. So now not business as usual, not even screen time as usual. Screen time will be Quran time. And inshallah Allah make it that can continue after that. There'll be time for tilawat of the Quran Sharif, additional time. Time for tasbihat, for zikr, for dua, and how much dua we should be making nowadays. All the things that we see happening around us, whether in our own country, whether in the world over, whatever halat the ummah is going through, no amount of any resolutions, no political juggling of any sort, no amount of demonstrations, anything is going to make any difference to it until we don't make the difference in our lives. All these other things will just be by the wayside. It'll be a lot of noise signifying nothing. If we don't bring our lives according to what Allah Ta'ala wants us to do, the change will happen when we change ourselves. We change ourselves for the better. We bring in our hearts and lives the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. We shun sin. Now imagine such auspicious days come and the ummah is going through whatever is going through. We are so well acquainted with all the details, But we don't get tawfiq even in these Mubarak 10 days and nights to turn to Allah Ta'ala repeatedly after ibadat, after a few paras of tilawat, after some time in zikr, and then tawfiq of dua, then again, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. The respect of these occasions is a sign of iman. So now if we're still not getting anywhere close to that respect, something to look deep down in our hearts. So now this is requiring the special focus. That this is a special time and the special focus that what an auspicious occasion Allah has given me, what I'm supposed to do now, how I'm supposed to conduct myself, what kind of effort I'm supposed to make, plan ourselves, get our families to plan it. Whatever we can manage, we can't do too much, but we can do something. We can do something which shows it's not business as usual. It's not just the same routine, the routine that includes all the futility, Allah forbid even the haram, and just the leisure and pleasure, and just entertainment. No, no, it's not business as usual. Now in that respect, it'll become very unusual. That now there'll be no involvement in all the futility, all the other things, even though it might be permissible in itself, but not this is season time. All that will be put on pause if it's permissible. And not permissible on delete, on complete end game, finish. So this Mubarak time, Allah has blessed us with this opportunity, while on the one side, we should be doing the maximum in terms of amal, how much best we can do in terms of amal. More important than that as well is that we must connect to Allah Ta'ala. We must connect to Allah Ta'ala how? With sincere tawbah. Think about all the things in my life that are not in the way that Allah has ordered me to do it. That's not in accordance to what is going to earn Allah's pleasure. Make tawbah from it. Sincere tawbah. Make amends. Remove all these things from our lives. The very least, all our 5 daily salah with jama'ah. We just heard about the virtue of the nights, of these 10 nights. Each night, the ibadat of it equivalent to Laylatul Qadr. Now the very least is our Isha and Fajr with jama'ah. Because the person who performs his Isha and Fajr with jama'ah, he gets the reward of the entire night in ibadat. That's the very, very, very least, which should happen throughout the year. But if, inshallah, we take this to heart for these 10 days, inshallah, I'll continue afterwards as well. So this is the very bare minimum, that all sin, we shun it completely, and we start beginning to add more to our amal, these, the fundamentals, the faraiz, the salah, etc., never gets missed out, and we turn to Allah Ta'ala earnestly, make dua, beg Allah's forgiveness, turn our lives around. We want to turn anything around, we got to turn around. Around, away from all the wrongs, all the sins, all the evils, turn back and come towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Tawbah means ruju, to return. Already going in a different direction, now taking a U-turn, coming back to Allah Ta'ala. That is what will draw Allah Ta'ala's help. That will draw Allah Ta'ala's special grace and mercy. That is what will rain down that noor into our hearts, and that special drive within us to get closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is what will change our halat and conditions in dunya also, and it will open the path of state to Jannah for us. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Make zikr for a few minutes in dua, inshaAllah. Recite Durood Sharif. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. الله الله جل جلاله عم نوانه. الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kaseeran kaseeran. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم يا أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين إله العالمين يا الله oh most merciful, most gracious, most kind, most loving Allah يا الله forgive us يا الله يا الله forgive us يا الله يا الله forgive all our major and minor sins يا الله يا الله forgive the sins of the day and night يا الله the sins which we did deliberately and mistakenly يا الله يا الله forgive the ummat of نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم إله العالمين شوي مغفرة the ummat يا الله شوي رحمة the ummat يا الله Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us your loyal and obedient servants, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, save us from all the evils and sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in these Mubarak moments, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how much of this Mubarak month has passed? More Mubarak time is coming, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've done nothing so far, Ya Allah. We've got nothing in our hearts for what's coming, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us for the past, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with respect for the future, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for the rest of these Mubarak months, Ya Allah. And for every aspect in deen, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with respect, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with that adab, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the true zeal for deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the love of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the love of deen, Ya Allah. With the love of the amal of deen, Ya Allah. With the love of the efforts of deen, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Save us from all the fitna and fasad, Ya Allah. Save us from all the fitna and fasad, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the fitna of the phone, Ya Allah. The fitna of all the devices, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this has become the choice hook and trap of nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. You protect us, Ya Allah. Save us, Ya Allah. Save the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Enable us to perform our 5-time salah with jama'ah, Ya Allah. With khushu and khudu, Ya Allah. Enable us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to recite the Quran Sharif daily in abundance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, enable us to be forever in your remembrance, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Put the love of amal in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us a tawfiq of doing all that which pleases you, Ya Allah. Save us from all things that displease you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in these Mubarak days that are approaching, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from becoming among the zalimeen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have declared, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ Don't commit zulm upon yourselves. Ya Allah, you save us from that zulm, Ya Allah. Save us from that zulm, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick, give them shifa kamila, ajila,
mustabirra daima. Remove every trace of their ailments, Ya Allah. Grant them complete afiyat, Ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are in any financial difficulties, Ya Allah, you grant them afiyat in that, Ya Allah. Remove those difficulties, Ya Allah. Grant barakat in each one's risk, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are in debts, make their debts get paid out with ease and afiyat, Ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, whatever need anybody has, Ya Allah. The jais needs, Ya Allah, fulfill it, Ya Allah. Fulfill each one's pious aspirations, Ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in these Mubarak days, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us a tawfiq of sincere tawbah, Ya Allah. Give us a tawfiq of sincere tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've got nothing out of following nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. All it brought us was misery, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it only brought misery, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the misery of dunya is nothing compared to the misery of akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, shaitan wants to drop us in that misery, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us, Ya Allah. You protect us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from this following of nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in these Mubarak moments, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the good things that, Ya Allah, what we should have been asking for, Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what we asked for, grant us that as well, Ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who asked us to make dua for them, all who have raised their hands to this dua, Ilahul alameen, fulfill each one's guy's needs and pious aspirations, Ya Allah. Remove each one's difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Grant each one the best of dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, O brothers and sisters of Palestine and Gaza, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you shower your special rahm on them, Ya Allah. Your special karam on them, Ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, remove their difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you strengthen them against their enemies, Ya Allah. Allahumma ansurhum ala aduwika wa aduwihim. Allahumma ansurhum ala aduwika wa aduwihim. Allahumma kun lahum mu'inan wa nasira. Allahumma kun lahum mu'inan wa nasira. Allahumma kun lahum mu'inan wa nasira. Allahumma at'imuhum min ju' wa aminhum min khawf. Allahumma at'imuhum min ju' wa aminhum min khawf. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم مزق جمعهم اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله